Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the NFL Week 14 Pick'em Show. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'm going to need it. I'm going to need it, kids. Going to have to use another email address over there on the old MyBookie. God, I got rocked on Monday night's game. I know I shouldn't have bet it. It was Jags versus the backup quarterback of the Bengals, Jags at home. And then Trevor Lawrence went down. So he's done for a while.
Yeah, but the Bengals were playing well before that. I think the story is less about Burrow going down than it is about Browning being a pretty good fucking quarterback.
Who is Browning?
No idea.
What's his first name?
Dave.
Jake.
Dave Browning.
Jake Browning is his name?
Yeah, went to Washington.
So here's the hilariousness of it, because I watched this entire game because I had money on it, which, by the way, is why I love gambling. I only bet what I can afford, and at least it keeps me interested in these shitty games like this. The announcers, you could tell, did not know his name. They only called him Browning the entire game.
He, college football playoff Washington team, actually. The one that got rocked by Bama.
Washington Huskies?
Yeah.
What year was that?
2016?
Yeah, it's 2016.
So he's been in the NFL and been a backup quarterback for 7 years now?
No, he played two more years in college after that.
Oh, he did? Okay.
2018, yeah.
So 5 years as a backup, essentially, and then now he's a starter?
So 2019, he went undrafted.
Oh, shit. Where did he...
The Vikings picked him up on his practice squad, and he played for the Vikings until 2021.
Okay.
He's been on the Bengals since then.
32 for 37, 354 and a tutty.
Yeah.
So he finished in 2016, he finished sixth in Heisman voting, threw 43 touchdowns that year, 3,400 yards.
Okay. So, look, it's a cool story of perseverance, and I know the announcers were saying how shocked they were by his poise and everything else. I was shocked that I didn't know who it was, his name, and that he's been in the league for 5 years.
Well, he's played four games now.
Total?
part of two, and he's played the majority of two now, I think. He's 59 for 78. That's 75.6%. 650 yards, 8.3 average, three touchdowns, one int. And a 107.3 rating.
Well, he looked like fucking Joe Montana on Monday night, I can tell you that. So I was impressed.
Yeah, he was, 32 for 37, yeah.
At one point during the game, I think he was 13 or 14 in passes. And I was like, Jesus Christ. And they were letting him go bombs away. Mm-hmm. There was no restrictions on this guy whatsoever.
Time to shop Burrow.
It was fun to watch.
What will actually happen, because he probably already has a relationship with the Vikings, is that he's going to be the Vikings starting quarterback next year, right? Because you want a guy that he's played in high-powered offenses in college, right? Uh-huh. And I don't think, if I'm Jefferson, I don't think I'm coming back if Kirk Cousins is the quarterback, right? He's in that position now, in the same position that Diggs was a couple of years ago, where he can get out now if he wants. And I feel like, just from watching him on the sidelines and shit, and then Diggs is unhappy in Buffalo too. Same kind of guy.
Right.
Diggs didn't go to Buffalo for the money. He went because he thought that was a chance to win a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I think Jefferson is going to make a similar decision. He may stay there. He may leave. But it's going to depend on who they bring in a quarterback. And if it's Kirk Cousins, no, I like Kirk. I think he's a good dude. His wife is super anti-government. I love that too. But not the guy you want in crunch time, from my perspective, right?
He's coming off Achilles. He's old. He should retire. He had a great career. I mean,
he's been pretty good.
He might have Hall of Fame numbers.
You could probably get him cheap, though.
I know that's weird to say. Yes, you can get him cheap, and I would. I would definitely do that and get a flyer on him for whatever organization is going to do it. He's obviously not going to get a big boy contract.
I mean, like Tennessee. He'll probably end up in Tennessee.
Somewhere like that, yeah.
If I'm Tennessee, I'm looking for that guy.
He might have Hall of Fame numbers if you really dive into Kirk Cousins' numbers. I know that sounds crazy.
Not having an MVP hurts. Matt Ryan's got an MVP.
He's got an MVP, but I bet you it's pretty fucking similar. Regarding Justin Jefferson, I'm so confused by the NFL now that I don't know what these people are going to do anymore. Who do you have as your MVP right now this year? Like today, if it ended today.
I think C.J. Stroud is clearly the MVP.
Okay. What about you guys?
I guess it depends on how you adjudicate it, right? Because baseball, it's best player on best team. Mm-hmm. They always do that. Basketball, it's the PER leader almost always, unless somebody else does something significant, like Joel Embiid finally playing a full season, for example, right?
Yeah.
It's like, give it to him. Or it's fatigue from Jokic winning it every year. There is nobody more important to their team than C.J. Stroud, in my opinion, right?
Right, right. Who's most important?
Because what do you think the Texans' record is without him?
It's fucking zero
and whatever, and however many 13. Games they played. Yeah.
I don't know. Davis Mills was slinging it last year.
Who do you guys have? In all sincerity, who's your MVP right now? If it ended today,
truly,
mm-hmm.
I would go Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, what about you, Bob?
Man, I'm just looking at quarterbacks right now because I don't really think anyone outside of that is going to win. Interestingly, you know, the top three, I'm going to throw Josh Allen out. He's not in this, but the top three other touchdown passing leaders, Dak Prescott, number one, Tua, number two, Brock Purdy, number three.
Yeah, I would go Dak probably as a quarterback.
Like Dak really might be the dude. So right now,
Vegas has Brock Purdy favored. Dak is at third right now.
That's crazy. Brock Purdy, look, I love Brock Purdy, right? But he's got the most weapons of any quarterback, right? Is there any debate about that?
And
then Tua has real close.
So but here's where I'm going with this.
And then Josh Allen has Stephon Diggs.
Here's where I'm going with this. I've actually got Tyreek Hill as the MVP. He's on pace for 2,000 yards. I had money on Miami again on Sunday. He had another 160 yards and two touchdowns. He could break the all-time record.
If he breaks the record, maybe.
He's the guy. But to go back to Justin Jefferson, when Tyreek Hill left, it was like, oh, you're leaving Mahomes. You'll never have the numbers. He's surpassed everything he's done in Kansas City with a different quarterback. Now, when he said, when he first got there last year and he said, Tua throws the tightest spiral I've ever caught, we thought he was all fucking lying. Mm. The numbers aren't lying with it. So maybe Justin Jefferson goes somewhere completely unexpected then.
Maybe.
And takes the money like Tyreek did.
He might. I think he wants to win. But we'll see, right?
You know,
McCaffrey's got 17 total.
He's not Justin Jefferson.
He's great.
Yeah. He's the best offensive player in football right now. But when's
he was hurt for he missed a couple weeks too.
Unless
McCaffrey, only missed maybe 1 week. He's played.
I think he
games.
Missed half of one game. Okay. Like he went out early in a game, but he came back the next one. It was an abdominal thing, but
bleak. I thought.
It was like the only time a non-quarterback ever wins MVP is a record-setting year.
Mm-hmm. And even then, that Rams receiver,
Cup, yeah,
didn't come close.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the top five.
By the way, Brock Purdy, for what it's worth, is fucking lapping the field on average yards per completion.
He's lapping the field in Vegas for MVP, by
his
the way.
Average completion for Brock Purdy, 9.6 yards. Yeah. It's a whole yard.
That's per attempt, bud.
Is that attempts?
Yeah.
Or is that...
Which
like
is
yards including catch.
No, that's per attempt.
Sorry, yards per attempt.
But
sorry.
That's still like that makes it even better, to be honest, because that includes the fucking ones that gets dropped. But Ayuk, Debo, Christian McCaffrey,
that's nuts.
George Kittle.
Yeah.
Dak's got Tony Pollard, who is for several years been a top five running back, mm-hmm. right? He's got CeeDee Lamb, who might have, aside from his dodgy hands from time to time, he's probably the best route runner in football, right? He's a really good fucking, Jefferson's close too, but he's got dynamic catching skills.
CeeDee Lamb is a good route runner? No.
Yeah, he is. He's a great route runner.
He's not bad. I got Garrett Wilson.
He's just kind
of
like a athletic stud. It's not like he's fucking Amari Cooper.
He's not big like that.
He's not big like that, but he's.
Or like a Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith's a great route runner.
Yeah, but CeeDee Lamb posts up on a dime. Like he moves quickly. Through his routes. That's, I guess, what I mean. If you don't think that's a great route runner, I do. Brandon Cooks, Gallup, and then Jake Ferguson's having a great year.
So one could argue that Dak is doing more with less there than what Purdy has in 49ers. I mean, if you swap that lineup in Dallas, holy shit.
The only person you could say who's doing more with less or the same amount with less would be C.J. Stroud.
Who's doing the same amount as Dak
with no
markedly less.
No one.
With Damian Pierce.
Yep. That Tank guy went down. Tank Dell is out for the year.
Nico Collins. Nico Collins is actually quite a bit better than we thought he would be, right? But still, Nico Collins.
I never heard of him until this year.
But you can get CJ Stroud for like 28-1 right now to win the MVP.
Yeah,
I might sprinkle that.
Nico Collins, Noah Brown, Robert Woods, who we've actually heard of. And then Dalton Schultz, who we've also heard of, but
both those guys are 1,000 years old.
Honestly, credit where this is due too, a first year head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say what you want about Mike McCarthy, and there's so much to say about Mike McCarthy, but he's coached up big offenses before.
You know what's weird too about the Houston Texans coach is he loves the Houston Texans. Obviously he played there, but he loves the team itself and the city and the franchise and all that shit. And I think it matters.
And then you look at the teams that Houston's beat. Like, they've been up and down, as you would expect from a young team, especially one without a lot of weapons. But they at Jacksonville, they won that game, right? Which I think was an overseas game, if I'm not mistaken, which is very difficult to win and perform well. They played Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh, who is a tough team no matter what the fuck else is going on. They went at Cincinnati and beat them. And they beat Denver this past week. I know that didn't at the beginning of the season sound like something, but Denver's been playing pretty fucking well, right? So they've actually played pretty good teams and won games here. I feel like if you take CJ Stroud off of this team, they go 0 and whatever.
That game was in Jacksonville, by the way.
Oh, it was? Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes it probably a little bit better.
Did McCarthy have his appendix taken out as Dan Quinn coaching on Sunday?
Yeah.
Because that's going to matter against the Eagles.
You think Dan Quinn's going to call Shanahan to ask for help on the offensive side?
Maybe. He was our coach of the Falcons.
I know. The dream team. Quinn, Shanahan, run it back.
It was working. And then Shanahan was like, you know what? No, I'm going to go to San Francisco. Lose this Super Bowl and become a head coach. And then lose another one in the fourth quarter.
It's just early Andy Reid.
Maybe.
Andy Reid, he was great play caller, and he would just choke. Biggest moments, he would choke.
Now, this year, if everybody's healthy for San Francisco, I don't know if you can fuck it up, to be honest.
If there's one guy who could, though, Shanahan. He'll figure it out. Bowl. A few questions here from the audience, too, I wanted to take. There was a bunch of people posting shit. Since we don't have a college football show this week, it will be next week where we'll do every single bowl game, the bowl extravaganza show here. Quick caution, though. People are sitting out of this left and right. FSU's superstar wide receiver is skipping the bowl and entering the NFL draft. He said he was pretty pissed off about not going to the national championship. That's what he played the entire season for. And he's out of there.
Is that Coleman?
He is Wilson. He is going to play the Senior Bowl, he says. If you don't know who this guy is, he's the dude that's like 6'7". He's a freak of nature, and you can kind of just chuck the ball up in the air there. So,
but Keon Coleman's still playing?
For now, he's going to play. But the interesting part of this is the treasurer for the state of Florida has approved a lawsuit against the CFP, and they've approved the funding for that lawsuit.
It costs the school money.
$1 million, correct.
It caught like a state institution literally lost money on it.
Yes. And so they are looking at suing the CFP. Me personally, I hope they do just for the discovery of it. Because that's, if you were able to corral all those text messages and emails between the committee to see what the fuck really happened there behind the scenes, that would be awesome.
What if they subpoena it and it's all of them sharing funny memes and dick pics and shit?
It's probably 99% of it. And then they're like, oh man, Babama. Yeah.
It's just some giant black dick.
So my personal dream with that whole sitch, the audience was asking this, is I hope they sue. And I also hope they pull out of the Orange Bowl and say, fuck you guys, I don't really care about this. And we're taking the ball and going home. If there was one time to do it, it's definitely this one. I know if it was my school, I would want the same exact thing. So fuck them. Sue them, sit out the bowl, and then wait for next year where, hey, that's what we did anyway. We'll just wait for next year where there's 12 teams. Hopefully they'll forget about this year. No, Florida State fans will never forget about an undefeated fucking season where they were left out of a CFP. It's never happened before and never will again now that you're going to 12 teams.
Oh, it'll happen again.
Well, you think people will care about 13. This year we cared about 12.
Oh, yeah, they'll care.
I didn't care last year, though.
The fans of that university will care, and the players,
they
right?
They would, I guess.
And it depends on who it is. I mean...
Yeah, but like a 3 or 4 loss team, no.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you'll be down to.
I don't know, because they're all going to be 3 or 4 loss teams down there, right?
They are, but then how do you bitch about that? Of like, oh, your loss to Iowa State was worse than my loss to fucking Utah. Like,
if you're Arizona... And you're at 14. You're not thrilled about that because Arizona had some pretty good fucking wins this year.
Well, especially if you're getting jumped by like Liberty getting a auto G5. Yeah, bill yeah. Some
it'll
like
just
that.
Come down to like the G5 teams. Like, who's the best G5 team?
That's pretty much what
I don't know.
Down, so.
You don't think like, let's call it 10 through 15 or so, there's going to be some G5 teams involved there.
This is like the first year where there's actually been more than 3 or 4 teams that actually deserve to be in the playoff.
Yeah.
It's very rarely do the teams, like, it's not that deep.
I agree. I mean, yeah, look, we had TCU in there last year.
Being deep for a 4-game or a 4-team playoff and being deep for a 12-team playoff are two widely different fucking standards, right?
I don't know if college football is deep enough for 12. This year would be the only way it would be the argument.
Of course it is. It's not deep enough for the NCAA tournament either. If it was more than just a single elimination tournament, if it was like a 3-game series per thing, the best team would always win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
In this case, I know it's not like that. It's football, but in football, almost always the best team wins. Way more likely than basketball, right?
Because it's 12 guys, you have way more.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it's just like it just works better that way.
Yeah.
But like one is supposed to, well, I guess it's not 1 and 12. It would be 5 and 12. Because 4 teams get a bye, right? 5 is supposed to beat the shit out of 12 in every tournament that exists anywhere on Earth, right? So you expect that, but you still let them play the game. So I think that 10 through 15 thing, maybe not next year. I think it'll get overshadowed next year, no matter how fucked up it is, because of how fucked up this year was, right, with
yeah.
Florida State.
Because, I mean, you can make a case now, because everybody's pretty much even, that Georgia, they could win it all if it were a 12 team right now.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, without a bad call or two, and also without some Nick Saban fucking voodoo, Georgia is the best team in the country.
Georgia is the best team in the country.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think
they were not according to the CFP, Delco.
They are the best team in the country.
They are not.
They would roll anyone in the playoffs.
I agree.
The sixth best team in the country according to the CFP.
I agree with you, but that's, you know.
Really love to see those text messages. Really love to see those subpoenas. It would be awesome because you put Georgia at 6, and none of us believe Georgia is at 6. None of us. Love to see those text messages that went back and forth with you guys. That's what a Florida State lawsuit would do, too. It'd be fucking awesome. What was the other question here?
Well, there's Army-Navy.
Army-Navy, well. But some from the audience here. Somebody was asking us, where do you think Jim Harbaugh would go? Where do you think Harbaugh will go after this year?
Bears. I think that is the best place for him and the best coach possible for the Chicago Bears.
Okay, because one of our lists...
I mean, like, the style of football that they're going to play in Chicago is the exact same stuff he's been having success with in Michigan, right? Why not? Plus, he manages adult talent well, which is not true for most college football coaches. There's been a couple who have come over and done it well. Pete Carroll is one, although he started in the NFL. Harbaugh also started in the NFL, but, you know, wait, now his first coaching job was Stanford, wasn't it?
It was before
he went to San Francisco. So he's a rarity when it's like crossing that line, going from one to the other. I think I don't know what kind of success homeboy had in Nebraska this year. Rule,
not much,
right?
He was okay. I think we were what 5-6.
But he was a pretty well respected NFL coach, though, right?
Like he was a respected college coach. He got fired pretty quick.
He only got a year.
Yeah, but that's Carolina, who just fired another guy after 11 games. You know what I mean? But like. From what I understand, the players and stuff all respected him. He wasn't like Urban, where he was like abusing
people.
So Harbaugh going into a professional organization like that, I think makes a lot of sense. I don't know where else he would go.
Well, one of the listeners hit me up and said they were watching something with Greenberg or listening to from ESPN Greeny. And he said he talked to Harbaugh and he was talking his ear off about Justin Herbert and said potentially that would be a great fit because that team is close. And when he said it, I was like, well, yes, shit, they've got an awful coach.
Yeah.
That is probably the closest competitive team. I mean, the Bears aren't going to be competitive for a while, a few years at least.
I think the Bears are pretty close. They have 2 fucking lottery picks this year.
They do.
And look at what fucking the Texans did with it last year. They took a dynamic quarterback and a fucking dynamic defensive player and turned their team around. They should be, if they hadn't drafted either one of those guys and just had a normal draft pick in the mid-teens somewhere, they would be 2-10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're not. They're 7-5. So,
right.
Like, a guy like, I don't know how, does Harbaugh have a reputation for a good drafter too?
I don't know, but Caleb Williams is pretty much a lock at one. Everybody has him going at one across the board, and I think Marvin Harrison at two. Beyond that, we'll see what happens there. But if you're starting with those two guys, Jesus Christ, yeah, your team might be pretty good overnight. Now, it depends on what his ties are to the Bears and if he liked it there, and I assume he did because he was quarterback.
And, I mean, he took Kaepernick to the Super Bowl.
He did.
He took who?
Colin Kaepernick.
To the Super Bowl.
So who knows, man? But as soon as the listeners said it, San Diego, I was like, well, shit. Yeah, that's a team that's ready to go.
I think
something with a good coach.
I think the Bears with a couple of draft picks and maybe a free agency signing are ready to go as well. And the NFC is pretty weak aside from the top teams.
Yeah.
And the style of football he's going to play with Justin Fields makes a lot of sense because Justin Fields can fucking run and he's going to want to run the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want to like insulate them from turnovers and shit. That's kind of the game Harbaugh plays. If you're able to get a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. for Justin Fields to throw to, it's hard to fuck that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think the Bears can be pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty quick. But we'll see. Yeah. I mean,
another listener said Ryan Day apparently is being asked by NFL teams to jump ship at Ohio State and go to the NFL. Do I think that would happen? I don't, because of the legacy of the Ohio State Michigan thing. And I mean, even with Harbaugh, you know, I think he's out of here after this year. Because of what's about to happen to that program, not necessarily on his own. This is a Pete Carroll sitch to me for Harbaugh. With Day, can you leave at 1-3 for Ohio State versus Michigan? No, you'll be compared to Cooper forever. I think those two teams, and I think Duke and UNC actually matter as far as coaches go. But let's say hypothetically he did and went and coached somewhere else in the NFL. It would be Brian Hartline, the offensive coordinator, in my opinion, underneath it, or they ask Urban to come back. Brian Hartline's the dude. He was already offered head coaching positions last year. I'd be okay with it. If it happens, it happens. So nothing you can really fucking do there. However, if you're an NFL team, do you take a shot on a college guy again when they haven't really had much success outside of Harbaugh? Because Harbaugh did it in the NFL, whereas Day didn't do it, Rule didn't do it, Saban didn't do it, Urban didn't do it. When's the last successful college coach that has
Pete Carroll?
Pete Carroll, yeah. Right?
Pete Carroll, Harbaugh.
I think those two are the only two that we've seen, and I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's dealing with the money or the attitudes and all that other stuff, but it's never really translated, and it's been weird because like the last few years, you've had the Cliff Kingsburys and those guys, and it looked fun and flirty on paper, and then they fucking bombed out. So I don't know. I don't know how he would do in the NFL, to be honest with you. But if he goes, he goes. I don't give a shit about that. As far as the rest of what's going on in the NFL here, the Jets are returning to Zach Wilson at QB1 against the Texans this weekend there. Apparently the decision was up to him. They initially asked him, and he said, let me think about it, and then I'll get back to you. Which is hilarious. That lasted about 48 hours. And then he said, you know what? I think we'll do it. They must have guaranteed him to start the rest of the year. Rumor has it he was pissed off because he's been benched two other times where it's like, look, either I'm going to start and you're going to let me figure this the fuck out, or I don't really care and we can just move on after the season's over. Aaron Rodgers said good for him for doing it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, so... Zach Wilson started his rookie year 13 games. He missed a couple from injury. 55.5% completion percentage, 9 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. The next season last year, 9 starts, 54.5% completion percentage, 6 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. You've had time to figure it out, bud.
Yeah.
You keep getting benched because you're not good at football. The end.
I agree. I agree on that one. Vikings are going to start Josh Dobbs again, despite the turnover issues there. Who else were you going to? Who is the other dude behind him? Does anybody even know or remember? Because I think they had to trade for him in an emergency,
they did,
right?
Trade for him. Their depth chart at QB right now is Nick Mullins and Jaren Hall.
Oh, boy.
Nick Mullins has been all right here and there.
On. We're not doing
I mean, not like the Vikings are still in the playoff hunt, oddly enough.
They are. I give it to Dobbs. That's fine. Let him see what he can do there. Because who gives a shit at the end of the day? You're not winning a Super Bowl. And then, as I mentioned, McCarthy had to go emergency appendix surgery. So he's out of that Sunday night game, and Dan Quinn is in. So will that affect the game plan? I'm not sure. As a Falcons fan, I can tell you this. Dan Quinn was an excellent, excellent defensive coach. Defense, you're fine.
He's the best defensive coordinator in football.
Probably.
Better?
I got no one. But whether or not he's going to be able to call the offense, I don't know. I don't know how.
Well, he's not going to call the offense.
Who does that in that? In that
I would imagine they're a fucking offensive coordinator.
Well, Mike McCarthy's been calling the offensive plays this year, though.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go to Quinn, though. My guess is, let me look at their coordinator here.
Because Kellen Moore's gone.
It's Schottenheimer, right?
Yeah, it's Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah, because Kellen Moore left right before the year started.
Yeah, so Schottenheimer will
call the plays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it says Cowboys McCarthy is expected to coach Sunday.
Woo, really? How? That's a bad surgery.
Maybe he's going to be in a wheelchair.
He would have to be.
You need to walk?
Do you know how painful that is?
Wheelchair.
I mean, Hugh Freeze coached from a fucking hospital bed at Liberty, right? Hold up. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
No, he did.
I think he did.
Do you know how much fentanyl he was on in that hospital calling plays?
Oh, God, dude.
Just like gut laughing the whole time.
Look at this.
It's amazing.
Look at this.
Oh, my God. That's performative. Let's be real.
I love it. No, it's great.
Otherwise,
it's great.
They would have put a fucking shield up or some shit.
So is that inside the coaching box? Oh, my God. I love this so much.
In a full-ass hospital
bed. That's retarded.
No, it's not. Do you know what that is right there? That's an $80 million flex because that's probably got him the Auburn job. Congratulations, Hugh. I love that. That's a fucking MVP move right there. That's showing your family you really care about putting some bacon on the goddamn table every night. Good for you. That's the funniest shit of all time. What stadium is that?
Well, I'll check what stadium it is, but he was coaching Liberty at the time.
If he's doing that for Liberty, fucking go all in, dude. Way to go. Is there a close-up of his face? What was that, Bob? Go back. Oh, my God. Is that him?
Oh, my God.
I love this
is starting to remind
much.
Me of that Palestinian dude.
Look at this. Look at this. Hit that applause button right now. This is why Auburn paid him.
You know
this
about
is
this?
Why he made the fucking money. I don't follow those schools. I don't follow these schools.
Yeah, but
so
it was all over the internet.
That's where you miss all the fun when you don't follow these schools.
You can only do this at a Liberty. Nobody would let you do this. What was he in there for? Do we know?
Like, what was wrong with him?
Yeah. What was wrong with him that he couldn't physically make it down out of the hospital?
Who could remember, you know?
They even gave him that little tiny fucking shitty hospital pillow.
He had a staph infection.
That's right.
He underwent surgery for a potentially life-threatening staph infection that entered his bloodstream.
Oh, that's weird, man.
And he had a herniated disc as well. So multiple injuries. This guy is just fucking
animal
up there.
Animal. So on the injury report, there was two on there. Good for him. God damn it. I love to see this type of shit. Gets my dick hard. Unfortunately, most of these NFL games don't anymore. I think we're what's the count now? Are we at 11 or 12 backups now that are starting quarterbacks now? More than one third of the league is backup quarterbacks starting for NFL franchises here. It's getting bleak, kids. I've lost a shit ton of money in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, you would think with all the degradation of the product on the field that's happened because of trying to protect the quarterback, that the next step is going to have to be getting rid of all these turf fields.
Or right? Just putting them in a bubble. So you put them in a Jake Gyllenhaal bubble?
Like half of these injuries, the major ones, a couple of them were just because of the turf. Like Aaron Rodgers was just because of the turf. You know what I mean? Like that was essentially a non-contact play.
Trevor Lawrence got stepped on.
Trevor Lawrence got stepped on,
but Aaron Rodgers, Burrow was a turf thing. There's been a number of like high profile quarterbacks, and it's just the turf. And it isn't just quarterbacks either, like running backs and receivers as well.
We'll see what happens here, but I mean, by this rate, we'll be lucky to have two or three left here by the end of the year. I don't know what this is going to do for the playoffs either, which we'll talk about in a second, because most of these guys that are injured are on playoff teams that are currently in the playoffs right now in the NFL. You know the rules, kids. We'll go over last week's wins and losses and then get to this week here. Cowboys, Seahawks, got that in a teaser. That was all fine. And then the wheels fell off kind of after that. Actually, it wasn't that bad this weekend here. It was just a weird weekend all the way around. Next up is Colts, Titans. All right, so Colts are 7-5. Let's just go back to what I just said here. Minshew is the quarterback there. He's the backup. He's leading the Colts team currently into the playoffs. They're heading for a wild card. Titans, Will Levis is there. That is another backup quarterback who was not the starter at the beginning of the year. This was a fun, entertaining game, actually, surprisingly. I watched it because I had money on it. And Minshew, all he does is fucking win, dude. 312 and two tutties for Minshew there. And the Colts are in the wild card spot, and they've got a shot to win the fucking division. The backup quarterback. Chargers, Patriots. This is why maybe you should cancel the NFL package. Could they stop showing the Patriots? Is that an option on like YouTube TV for the NFL? Could we stop seeing these games? 6-0. That was the score. That was the final score of this game.
Two teams played in this game.
Two teams.
It wasn't just the Patriots that sucked.
Yeah. We need to get rid of that.
Like, I know it's Belichick, but the Patriots' defense is not good enough to hold the Chargers' offense to 6 points.
Oh, boy. What a miserable game, dude. Patriots use another backup quarterback. Zappy played in this one. It's Zappy time up in New England. Get stoked. It's Zappy time.
Drake May is going to be their quarterback next year.
For New England?
With the number two pick in the draft. Patriots like Drake May. I'll bet some amount of money on
it's
that.
It's going to be a white one.
Yeah. It'll be Drake May. Yeah, although there is some debate over whether he'll go first or second. Like, if the Bears have the first pick, the word on the street is depending on who their head coach is will determine. Like, if they want to take a dynamic run capable quarterback and then take an offensive lineman with their second pick, which is number 5 or 6, depending on how it falls, it'll probably be Caleb Williams.
Okay.
That's the word on the street. But if not, if they want to go for more of a traditional passing game, it's going to be Drake May. It'd be shocking to see Drake May get drafted first, to be honest.
Trade Justin Fields to the Falcons.
Just
let him fucking play. Let's just see what happens.
That's the rumor. That's what people think is going to happen.
It'd be fun.
I think the trade I saw was Justin Fields plus a 5th-round pick to the Falcons. And they send over their 2nd-round pick for next year, their 3rd-round pick, and then something else. I don't remember.
All right. I'd be all right with it. Next up is Lions at the Saints. Won this one barely by 1 point there. This was Lions plus 4. They won by 5. Shout out to the Lions. Yet another backup quarterback. So Carr got his tummy crunched. What was the verdict on that? I know he was getting an MRI. But I believe Jameis Winston is going to start. Crab Legs is in there, right?
He's starting this week.
Yeah. So he's going to be out for a while. Bob, will you look up his injury for Carr? I saw him get crunched. I saw his little body get crunched.
It says tummy ache.
It's tum tum?
Yeah. Tummy ache survivor is what he's calling himself now.
Okay.
Also being checked for rib injury. He's in protocol. Oof. He's in the concussion protocol.
It looked like, because I was watching the game live, it looked like he broke his ribs and he was slammed to the turf and he also hit his head on that play. It was a violent hit, and he was all done after that. So now it's crab legs time down in New Orleans. And then you got your first place Atlanta Falcons there, who are just running away with this division. Up by 1. They hold the tiebreaker against the Saints. Massive victory over the Jets, 13-8. Yet another amazing game in the NFL.
They really shut down that high-powered Jets offense.
Well, they shut down Tim Boyle, and I know what you're saying to yourself.
Who the fuck is Tim Boyle?
No, how do you stop a Tim Boyle like that? Just an elite defense for the Falcons. That's it. They held him to 148 passing and an interception there, and the Falcons did it. They just did it, man. They put in the work week after week, and they win every game. 13-8. Congratulations, you guys. Really setting the world on fire there. First place in Atlanta.
It's fucked up because this is the style of football that somehow made the country fall in love with football, and I can't watch it.
I can't either. That's for a different era, Bob.
This is what every fucking game was like.
Put on a leather helmet and go bash each other's brains in. That I would watch. So, like, if this 13-8 game, if they were wearing leather helmets and people were going to fucking die, yes, I would watch that. But the fact that you have this much protection and you only put a total of 21 points on the board, go fuck yourself. God damn, was this miserable to watch. I had money on this, and I watched it. I watched it in the quad box, but it was definitely on my television. Next up was the Cardinals deciding to win for no reason whatsoever other than to fuck up their draft. 24-10, Pickett got hurt in this one, so now he's out. Who's the backup quarterback?
Trubisky.
So it's Trubisky. Well,
he was 11 for 17.
Kissing titties.
Kissing titties is back, dude.
He might actually be better.
I know, right? Pickett was terrible anyways. I don't know why everybody's like, oh, man, we lost Pickett.
Well, he was 7 for 10 in this game before he got hurt.
Fucking small hands, dude. So another backup quarterback there. Have fun. Steelers are still 7-5. That's another team that's in the playoffs.
The whole division 7-5.
All of it. And it's all backup quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Even the Browns. They're on their third backup whatever iteration.
Lamar's still there, but.
Oh, yeah. Lamar's the only one. He's the only one that's alive still.
Are good.
Next up, Dolphins Commanders. We had this one. Shit, Tyreek Hill ended up getting another touchdown in this one. All right. I saw the first one. He had 157 yards and two touchdowns in this game. I know he didn't play the second half because of fantasy. Blew out the Redskins down there. Rough. Dolphins beat up on yet another ugly team. They just can't beat the best teams. That's all.
Yeah. Well, they've got Titans, Jets, Cowboys, Ravens, Bills to close the season. So two shit games and three possibly good games, depending on what the Ravens are like and the Bills, if they've given up by then.
Yeah. Texans beat the Broncos, had that one. Texans continue to roll. C.J. Stroud, 275 and a tutty, and Nico Collins on my fantasy team. Man, that was the pickup of the year for me off of the waiver wire. 9 receptions, 191 yards, and a touchdown. He had 40 fucking points for me, and I just absolutely buried somebody this weekend. It was great. Next up, these guys should be backup quarterbacks, but they're actually starters. This was Buccaneers at Panthers. Bet the over on this one because it was about 28. Baker Mayfield versus Bryce Young in this one. Man, didn't watch it, though. Didn't watch this game. Didn't need to. This is exactly what it was going to be. 21-18 there. Browns. Who is the Browns quarterback? Is it PJ Hart? Who started this game?
Dave quarterback.
Was it Dave quarterback? Oh, shit. It was Joe Flacco. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
They're on their fourth version. They had to sign Flacco off the practice.
Yeah, he's elite. So they have an elite quarterback.
23 of 44. 254, two touchdowns. I think he's 40. That's not bad for just getting up off the couch and then starting an NFL game 2 years later.
He's 38.
Holy shit, dude. Now, the Browns got housed in this one, 36-19. But you got to commend Flacco for getting off the couch and getting in there and giving this a go. But shit, I wouldn't pay good money for this. Next up was supposed to be the game of the week. We were all amped for this to be the game of the week. And instead, the 49ers just said, fuck you. And we'll just drop 42 and just absolutely obliterate your whole entire life here. Wasn't close, kids. Are they the best team in football? Maybe. You want to talk about somebody born on third, it would definitely be Purdy in that lineup. God damn, the offensive weapons he has.
Say he's good.
It's unbelievable.
Say he's good.
They should win the Super Bowl, right?
Say he's good.
They should win the Super Bowl, correct?
Yeah, they are the best team in football.
Okay, so if they don't, if they do, I'll say he's good. If they don't, sorry.
So he has to win the Super Bowl to be good?
He does this year. The NFL is so horrible this year that he has to. Because the other team that I liked on the AFC that I no longer like or give a shit about is the Chiefs. The Chiefs, man, they just have no one. They have no one to throw to. They're not open. I had a fuck ton of money on this game. I lost this one. I had a huge parlay that was just on this one game, and it was just a point. Chiefs only had to win by one fucking point in this one. Couldn't even do that. They have fucking no one there. It's just a bunch of goddamn losers. It's Mahomes and Kelsey. and then the losers on this team.
Well, yeah, and that Taylor Swift sheen is kind of worn off, I think, right?
She looks pissed now. Like, hey, I don't know how much longer she's going to stay with a loser.
Yeah, because they're tied. The latest is that they're talking about having babies and shit. It's like, oh, you're going to have a tall, gangly fucking trailer park loser baby? Are you fucking serious?
A beautiful child.
Yeah, gorgeous, athletic.
Incredible genetics.
Incredible genes. And she just got named the Time Person of the Year today, which, look, I agree with it.
Yeah,
nobody's dominated the entire world in 1 year more than Taylor Swift. It's been nuts.
An award given to such illustrious stars as Osama bin Laden.
Joseph Stalin.
Hey, what? He did something pretty big, though, didn't he?
Yeah, bigger than her ass, for sure. Get the fuck out of here.
Stalin, too, man. You can hate the player, but not the game, dude.
Stalin had a little dump.
Cheats what they wanted.
Stalin had a dump truck on him too. If you're like gauging it by that,
he's a little fire hydrant. He's 5'5".
Yeah, yeah, dude. They achieved what they set out to do, and we all remember him, right? So, doesn't say it's a good person of the year, does it? But yeah, man, if you don't win with this lineup here and the defense for the 49ers, holy shit, with Chase Young now, if you don't win with this lineup, Shanahan's a loser. He would be a fucking loser, dude. Losing to the Falcons 28-3. Losing up by 10 with 7 minutes left with the 49ers. Loser.
Again, Andy Reid did the exact same thing when he was favored. All those NFC Championship games. Eventually, you figure it out. So,
who did you guys lose to those 4 years? Do you remember?
Yeah, we had the Rams, which we weren't favored in.
Hey, the Rams, dude. That was
the 99 Rams.
That was a gnarly fucking team, man.
That was the greatest show on turf.
That was
oh, yeah, yeah,
was 01.
Greatest show on turf. Nothing you can do about that.
Who else? The Buccaneers with the best defense.
I should have beat the Buccaneers.
No, with Mike Allstott and work done.
But they had fucking Donovan McNabb and T.O.
They won the
Super
Bowl.
No, we didn't have T.O.
Oh, you didn't?
No. We had T.O. for a year.
Yeah, okay. You had Westbrook, but you didn't have T.O.
All right.
Even then, Westbrook was kind of...
He was getting old, yeah.
No, he was young. Oh, yeah. We didn't really use him that much. It was more Deuce Daly. Then we lost to the Panthers.
Wait,
that's the most inexcusable.
That is inexcusable.
Who were the receivers?
Jake Delhomme was the quarterback.
Our receivers were like James Thrash and fucking Todd Pinkston.
And Freddie Mitchell.
Yeah, well, Freddie wasn't. I mean, but he fourth was almost and 26, out. But Freddie, no, Freddie Mitchell was not good on the Eagles. He had one catch.
He hasn't hit me back up. Have you talked to him recently?
Not in a while.
I think the girl dying at our Super Bowl party had something to do with it.
Maybe
he hasn't hit me up anymore.
Oh, and no, I've talked to him a bunch since then.
And then we lost.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just pissed off at me.
Then we lost to the Cardinals and Kurt Warner.
Oh. That was Larry Fitzgerald and Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner was good. I know we hate how cheesy he is, but man, he was fucking good for a good like 8 years.
He's a Hall of Famer.
The other thing too, Jordan Love, dude. Good for him, man. Look, we said this pretty much early on in the year. He doesn't have shit there either. And what he's able to do there, cool to see the Packers at 6-6, man. He doesn't have anything there. So he might be all right. Give him some time. This is another one. Same with Justin Fields, where it's like, hey, man, these two guys have some talent. Let's give them some time down there and see what happens. And then Browning here for the Monday night game. Is he in the MVP conversation now, or what do we...
After one game, yeah.
I mean,
why not?
Fucking A, dude. That guy was motionless the whole fucking thing. He hit a couple weird smiles like Ron DeSanctimonious. And that was it, man. I love that they didn't know his name, and they just called him Browning all game.
A lot of poise in a big game on the road.
Huge.
That came down to the wire. I mean, he played great. Who knows if this is a Matt Flynn situation or not, right? You never know. We'll see. He's got more games to play. Burrow's out for the year. So
Bengals lose this game. They're out of the playoff contention. Mm-hmm. Now they're 6-6. And in a shitty AFC where you're just going up against all the backup quarterbacks versus – Pat Mahomes and Lamar at this point.
And Tua. The Dolphins. I mean, they're soft, but they're good.
I have such a hard time saying that.
I don't think the Bengals can make the playoffs unless a lot of stuff. Like, they're 0-4 against their own division this year.
But think about the rest of the injuries. There's still four or five quarterbacks left that need to get hurt that will get
hurt.
Yeah,
but the Colts and the Texans are both wild card teams right now. Or in the hunt at 7-5.
Yeah.
Plus the Jaguars are only 8-4, and they have CJ Beathard.
Beathard is in there. That's right, dude. Beathard is back for Jacksonville. Another backup quarterback is back. High ankle sprain for Lawrence. He's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks on that one.
The AFC sucks, so the Chiefs are going to end up back in the Super
Bowl. It's beat hard. And then Minshew, dude. I'm not betting against Minshew. Sorry about it. He continues to shine week after week. All he does is win fucking football games. All right, we got some sponsors here.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And then we'll get to this week's picks. As always, brought to you by mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I've had a lot of success on the Thursday night and Monday night games until recently. Why? Because it's all backup quarterbacks. Is that going to change this week with the Patriots and Steelers on Thursday night? No. You're going against two backups there. We'll get to that in a second. However, there is a ton of shit to bet on right now. The Heisman Trophy. Where is your money going on mybookie.com for the Heisman Trophy?
I Jaden Daniels.
Same.
He's the best.
He's not favored, though. I mean, he's third right now.
He's clearly the best.
Who are the first two? Penix and who?
Penix and Nix.
Why would Bo Nix win the Heisman?
Yeah, that's who they got 1 and 2.
The Nix I saw was fifth.
The latest one?
The last one I saw. I don't know if it was the latest one, but the last one I saw was fifth.
Now, what's interesting is Michael Wilbon from ESPN, who's actually a Heisman voter, placed his vote live on air, and he voted for Marvin Harrison.
Good.
And he said, look, are we picking the best player in college football? He goes, it is definitely, without a doubt, Marvin Harrison. But he goes,
he might be the best player, but he didn't have the best performance.
Sure didn't. He was like ninth in receiving yards because he had a fucking shitty quarterback. So
that's stupid. Dude. Wilbon's a fucking retard anyways.
No, I agree with Wilbon's logic as a man with a Marvin Harrison ticket.
Marvin Harrison ticket there. Proud of you.
Yeah, that's
pull up those
really objective of you.
And then put them on screen there, Bob, if you can, from my bookie.
They were locked.
They're not up. They were locked.
They're locked?
They're locked. Yeah.
Malik Washington from Virginia has a better case than Marvin Harrison. Like if you
Wednesday
look
Wednesday night and they're locked. Something's going on.
You don't
dude.
Just go off stats. You gotta go.
Something's going on.
You gotta factor in like what he did for his team in those games, who they played against.
I'm with you, but something's going on for the odds.
You don't just go
locked.
Off straight stats because then you just give the fucking Heisman to like Colt Brennan at Hawaii every year.
No, but you'd certainly take into consideration what conference they play in, right?
And who they play.
Yeah, because Virginia doesn't exactly play in a great conference, but it's still the ACC, right?
So if I was a Heisman voter, LSU fans, my vote is going to Jaden Daniels, and to me, it's not close. It would have gone to Marvin if he had a better quarterback, but he didn't. So that conversation is stupid, in my opinion. I think it's Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels had numbers that are so fucking awe-inspiring that I can't believe it. You know, he had 1,100 yards rushing, just rushing alone. Fuck that, dude.
I think he was the number. He was either second or third in the SEC in rushing.
Yeah,
I hate Jaden Daniels, but he should.
Why do you hate him so much?
Because I lost so many bets at Arizona State.
He's 6'4", 215, and he can run like that.
He lost me a lot of money at Arizona State, but he should win the Heisman.
I would rather have him than fucking Drake May. I would rather go Caleb Williams, him, and then Drake May later on down the road in the NFL. But if the odds are locked right now, something wonky is going on. Maybe somebody knows something we don't. Whew.
I'm sure a lot of people know a lot of things we don't.
I'm sure they do, man. That's fucked up. But it'll be back up. The other thing we love to bet on is Army-Navy game there. Bob, pull up the under on my bookie for Army-Navy. You guys know this. We do this every year. We bet on the under no matter what it is. My guess before even seeing it, I'm going to say 27. What do you got?
The over-under?
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be?
Well, you already saw it.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, 24 and a half?
No, I did not see it.
You said it the other day. It was 27 and a half.
Oh, it's 20. So it's gone up. Well, it's gone up.
It's up to
28.
It's up to 28.
Oh, it's up to 28 now. It's gone up a full fucking point. There you go. All right.
If it was
I thought it was 29.
Like I'm taking the under unless it's 24 or less.
Drugs. Yeah, so it's, what is it now, Bob?
28.
Under.
28, yeah, I'm taking the under. I'm taking the under in that. Let's go, dude. I'll 500 on that. It's the only thing you can bet on right now.
By the way, right now, Jaden Daniels is projected at 9 to the Saints.
Damn, dude. What a fun team. And all of LSU's fan base.
How would that be a fun team?
Hopping on down there. You got Jaden Daniels, Chris Olave, Alvin Kamara. I like Taysom Hill at tight ends.
I don't think Kamara's going to be there.
Why not? He signed a 3-year deal. I think he's got 2 more years left.
No, he signed a 3-year deal 2 years ago, right?
Double check it. Alvin Kamara.
He's only 28, and he signed a 4-year deal with the Saints. Let me see when, though.
Oh, yeah, he's got 2 more years, yeah.
2 more years, yeah.
Yeah,
you say he's only 28. He's a fucking running back. That's a silly thing to say.
He sat out, though, a lot of time.
Yeah, but he also hasn't fucking done shit in a while. Like, it's been a while since he's been good.
I have him on fantasy team. He fucking rocks. Look at his numbers this year. He was suspended the first 4 games of
the
year.
He's got 500 yards this year and 4 touchdowns with a 3.8 average. That's not good.
He's more of a receiving back, though.
Yeah, but let's see his numbers receiving. What is he ever receiving?
His stats
400
receiving.
Yards. 60 receptions, though. That's a lot of receptions.
60 receptions,
in
bro.
A PPR league, yeah, that's going to look good on paper, but it's not helping his team win.
Yeah, but you got David Carr. What are you going to do with David Carr?
I don't think New Orleans is going to be good anytime soon.
Jaden Daniels would do it, dude. I like that. If that's true, I like that. That'd be fucking dope.
It'd be fun.
Fuck yeah, that'd be a blast. You got Chris Olave. You got a bunch of fucking young talent down there. Let's go, dude. Yeah, get Jaden Daniels. That would rock. Shit. Now my fucking dick's kind of hard for the Saints. Good for you guys. Hope that happens for
you. I mean, they have a franchise quarterback in Jameis, but...
No, yeah. No, I sure don't. They need to put the two of those guys together... And drop them off on Alcatraz.
I also, a different site, CBS, the other one was from Pro Football Focus. CBS has Jaden Daniels 4th to the Commanders.
I like Sam Howell. Why would you move from Sam Howell? It's not his fault.
Well Jaden Daniels is quite a bit better.
Yeah, Sam Howell's white Jameis.
Let's give Sam Howell some time, dude.
He's fine, let's but like you're running, Jaden Daniels is clearly better. If you can upgrade, you upgrade.
Yeah, but Sam Howell was a first-round pick. I mean,
especially with Jahan Dotson and Scary Terry, Curtis Samuel, and Brian Robinson. Like, get a great quarterback in there and see how it goes. You know what I mean?
We'll see. Look, the NFL will never surprise me. Everybody will draft up for quarterbacks, but I'd give Sam Howell 1 more year. That's just me personally. Either way, you can bet on all this shit at mybookie.com. It's great. I fucking live on this goddamn site. I was on my phone. I was unaware that they track, like, your favorite sites.
Who?
I guess iPhone does. Mm. And my bookie is number one of my goddamn thing, which is probably a bad thing. Whatever, man. I like to gamble and have some fun, all right? I like to live on the edge a little bit. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, grabbing Bob some tickets there for the scrimmage against Missouri on the 29th.
That line has swung 8 points.
I know it has. What's it up to now?
Oh, it started out Ohio State was a 6.5 point favorite. Missouri is a 2 point favorite right now.
Everybody's gone. It's just gonna be the practice squad. I'm looking forward to it, though. The Rose Bowl was fun like that 2 years ago.
Look, objectively, I'd take Ohio State money line. Why not? Why not get plus money on Ohio State?
I literally don't know who's going to play in that. So I would have to see that lineup, I don't know, right before the game, I guess. I could tell you more before the game. I just couldn't do it now. Either way, it's a blast. Look, it's December 29th, too. It's not like it's on New Year's or New Year's Eve or anything like that.
Well, it's on a Friday.
Yeah, it's on a Friday night at Jerry World, which is our favorite fucking stadium. Go get tickets to that. Go get fucked up with Bob. I'll be at my parents in North Carolina. But
slamming watermelon hard AFs, baby.
Fuck yeah, because we'll be in Dallas then. So it's awesome. Get some tickets for that. Get some tickets for all this shit. I just got Brandon Harrell some tickets for – he's going to the Eagles game on Sunday night. Our buddy with the helicopter, Delco. He's a big fan. Not you, fucking loser. Next up, we got Hardy of Seltzer. We'll be in Dallas next week, dude. Dallas, Houston, Austin, Texas is about to open up. Georgia, Florida, the whole Eastern coast of North Carolina's open. Ohio's open. They got them all the way up to Toledo. I love our listeners because they'll go to the ends of the fucking world to do this. Do you know why they went into the liquor stores up in Toledo and demanded hard AF seltzer up there?
Because I don't know why.
Because they live in Michigan and they just want to drive over the border. Mm. Grab them and drive back because we're not live in Michigan.
That's
yet.
Kind of a Midwest thing, right? People in Minnesota have been driving over the border into Wisconsin to buy spotted cow from New Glarus for 1,000 years now.
And so now they're doing it with hard AF. We really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for tagging us and all that stuff. And they'll do it. So just call. If you're anywhere in Ohio, just hit up Heidelberg. And they'll do it. And they'll put it wherever. You can get it fucking close to Pennsylvania, too, if you want. Just pick the closest goddamn liquor store there, and they'll put it in there, and you guys can drive over and grab it. We're available in every single Total Wines in the Southeast and very shortly here in Texas as well. If you don't live in one of those seven states, though, or surrounding states, we'll ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Or you can just go to hardafseltzer.com, click on the store locator, put your city and or zip in there, and find the nearest store next to you, and you can get it super fucking cheap. All right, on to next week's picks here. Patriots, Steelers, Zappy time. Zappy versus Trubisky. Man, this is the matchup we were all dreaming of all year. We finally have it.
The real matchup is my attention span versus this bullshit, right? On a Thursday night, which luckily, I don't know if I probably won't watch this game because we're going to Carriker's Ranch, Demo Matt's Ranch tomorrow.
You guys are blowing shit up, yeah.
Shoot and blow shit up all day. And Chuck's there, so we may end up blacked out in a fucking ditch somewhere.
Yeah. Right?
So who knows?
Yeah.
Which will be markedly better than watching this horse shit.
This is bad, man.
Definitely take the under. The under is 30.5. I'm taking the under.
So here's the hilarious part about this. This is Steelers -6. Now, you would do this for a really good team. This is not a really good team. And Trubisky has played very sparingly in the last fucking 2 years here.
He has, but this is Vegas telling you that Trubisky is better than the guys you're placing, right?
Yes, it is.
Which is odd. But
disgusting.
But if you think about it, probably not incorrect. They're hoping that Pickett can grow into a bigger role, younger guy. They can have him on a longer contract for less money, so that makes sense economically, especially for a small market team like Pittsburgh. But Trubisky's clearly the better quarterback out of the two.
I would probably agree with this, but they're both dog shit. So, look, we always get a ticket prices. Usually a Thursday night ticket game like this in Pittsburgh. And by the way, Pittsburgh, I'm not shitting on you guys. Dan and I actually love going there. Mm-hmm. That stadium's beautiful. You guys fucking show out. It's fun. Really enjoy your fan base, all of it. The sandwiches. What are they called? What do we get?
Primanti Brothers?
That's it. Great. I love the whole atmosphere. I actually like Pittsburgh. It's a fun city to party in for 48 hours. I don't want to live there, obviously, but for 48 hours, it's a blast. I wish you guys had a quarterback and some other shit, but at 30.5, that's the lowest NFL line I think I've seen for an over this season. And I want you to just... for the audience, just keep that exact number in mind as we start to go down the list here, okay? 30.5 is the lowest under we've had in the NFL this season. Okay?
Also,
Betting it.
Do you know what a Pittsburgh platter is?
I have a guess, but I think it's wrong.
What's your guess?
It's eating 14 jars of pickles and then shitting on some girl's chest.
Bob, do you want to look up Pittsburgh platter and then read the results, please?
Oh, boy. Do we need to know this? How bad is it?
It's pretty bad. But, you know, when in Rome, right? So if you're planning on heading up to Pittsburgh, make sure you've got the materials required of you. All right, here it is.
On UrbanDictionary.com, a Pittsburgh platter is to defecate on a glass table while someone watches from below.
I was very close, you guys. Come on, man.
The trick is for the viewer to see the asshole open up. You know what I mean? It's almost like a Stargate into a world of shit.
Okay. And then they get off seeing the asshole open up like that?
I don't know if it's about getting off or not. It's just about the experience, you understand?
Okay.
Yeah. Now glass table seems to be the most common definition. However, another person says a Pittsburgh platter is when you take a shit on a cookie sheet, put it in the oven, throw that fucker on broil, and you do that when your roommate is getting laid and you're not and you're jealous of him.
Yeah. We did something similar in Ohio. Unscrewed the heating vents and then shit on a plate and put it in there. and then put the heat on 89.
Or you can shit in a bucket, mix it with warm water, stir it up, and pour it into the back seat of someone's car.
Yeah.
And that car is then ruined forever.
Forever, yeah.
There's nothing to be done about that. There's no amount of Febreze or Axe body spray that's going to recover the inside of that car.
No.
But anyways, Pittsburgh. Great
Pittsburgh.
City.
We love it. Great city. Always have a blast there. And by the way, let's say I was at a sushi restaurant and they did that like above my table at some type of like new Nobu experience or something like that. Somebody shit on a glass table. I'd watch it and have no problem eating the sushi. I don't want to do this to get off, but if it was part of like the eating experience and you were like, oh man, that's cool. Pittsburgh platter. Yeah. It was a nice little app. Fine. Next up, we got the Buccaneers against the first place Falcons. We have the same division lead as the Philadelphia Eagles do in their own division. Pretty much an identical team at this point. This is Atlanta minus 2.5. Who you got here, D'Anthony? Baker Mayfield against the entire city of Atlanta and the first place Falcons.
Really, it just makes me wonder how good the Falcons would be if they had a quarterback as good as Baker Mayfield. You know what I mean? He's having a fucking good season.
Yeah, what if the Jets had Baker?
Here's the
fucked up thing. Baker's on pace for 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns right now.
So, my God.
Here's the fucked up thing.
How crazy is that?
Well, we'll go crazier. If you guys remember back to the draft, when we did the draft special, my buddy at the Falcons, they were going to trade for Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. That was real. That was really going down. The Browns would not budge off of a first-round pick for Baker Mayfield.
Get the fuck out of
here. But that's what ended up happening with him, and everybody told him to go fuck off. Now, look, is Baker doing what he can down there? Sure. Is he a starter in the NFL? Well, this year he is.
He's absolutely a starter in the NFL. Let me just read you the bottom of the list here. Like, I mean, guys who have played as many – Baker's played 7 games, right? So he hasn't even played a full
– Has he been hurt,
I'm sorry. Baker has played all 12 games. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has been hurt each of the last two seasons.
Yeah.
The majority of the season.
You get like Jimmy Garoppolo, Josh Dobbs.
Also, he's thrown for more yards than Joe Burrow again.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, top 15 in yards per game, sitting right between Stafford and Love. And we're all jerking Love off right now.
The only thing this tells me is that this is how bad the NFL is at quarterbacks. I mean,
well, he's got 18 touchdowns and
eight interceptions.
That's pretty good. Like, you want a 2-to-1 ratio at a minimum.
Yeah.
For a team like that that doesn't have a whole lot going on outside of Mike Evans, that's pretty good.
Mike Evans, dude, crossed 1,000 yards again. 10 touchdowns. And he's had the shittiest quarterbacks ever, minus Brady. I mean, he's been there for fucking 10 years with these fucking turds, these absolute turds like Jameis and those guys, man. Good for him. Look, they franchised him this year, and he said, I'll fucking play. I'm not going to bitch. One of the very few people to ever do it. Went out and played like he always does, plays hard. I hope he gets a big contract at a very good team next year. Mm-hmm. The guy fucking deserves it. I know he's got a ring, but that was, let's face it, kind of an accident. Nobody knew Brady was going to go there. On this game.
He's, by the way, if he catches... or if he has 1,000 yards receiving next year, he ties Jerry Rice for the most consecutive ever.
Yeah.
11.
And he will, I think.
And he's already broken the record for most to start a career.
Yeah.
10 consecutive seasons.
I think he will.
Unless he gets hurt, yeah, he'll definitely
phenomenal.
Do it.
Big body guy, doesn't drop any balls. For me, though, I'm not betting this game, but in real life. But on the show, I would take the Buccaneers. If you're at home, I would take the Bucs. The Falcons' offense with Desmond Ridder as their starter is anemic. It's dog shit. Our coach is dog shit. He's still not using Bijan Robinson properly or Kyle Pitts or London and those guys. I would actually bet on Baker against Arthur Smith and Desmond Ridder. So, yeah, I would take the Buccaneers in this game. You?
Yeah.
Same. And it's not like the fans give a fuck about Ridder. Tickets are $40 in Atlanta, man, for great tickets. So, who gives a shit? Next up, Lions at the Bears. This is Lions minus 3.5. They haven't looked real fucking good here. So it's been tough for this team. But at the Bears at 3.5, I'm going to take the Lions. You?
Boy. You know, it's always tough.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Because they just played 2 weeks ago, and it was a 5-point game.
Sure was.
And now you're moving it to Chicago. I think I'll take the Bears plus 3.5.
Okay. Next up, we've got Garner Minshew here. Man, the year this guy is having.
I mean,
really
he's,
can't be on
he's not the story here.
He is the story here.
No, the story
is Jake Browning.
Is Jake Browning.
You got Garner versus Jake Browning, two guys who want it more than anyone else, dude. What do you do here? What do you think the spread is? It's minus one. It's exactly where it should be.
No, this is not where it should
be. You have two superstars colliding, dude, at the height of their powers right now.
The Colts, Moss has had a good year rushing for them, but as far as receivers go, meh.
I got no one.
The Bengals
have. Well, Pittman's all right. I like Pittman.
He's okay, yeah. But that's pretty much the end of their offense, and that's why Minshew has 10 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. The Bengals have a well-constructed team. Their quarterback's just gone, and if this dude plays competently, they should win these games like this.
Yeah.
This is easy. Bengals, well, I'll see which one has the best odds, money line or plus one, or if they're close, but Bengals are going to win this game.
I don't bet against Minshew. Never have, never will. My mama told me that. I'm taking Minshew and the Colts in this one. Jake Browning's got to prove it for more than 1 week for me.
Sure. But he only has to be competent to win this game. All he has to do is not turn the ball over and they'll win this game.
Well, he has the best player out of both of these teams in Jamar Chase. By the way, Jamar Chase, for the quarterback bullshit he's going through, 86 receptions. He's over 1,000 yards, too, on the season, which is shocking. That's how great he is. You better back up the fucking truck for him when that contract's up this year. Cincinnati.
Yeah,
if you can afford it.
Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins are both.
Can you afford it?
Chances are they can afford him, and they'll let either Tyler Boyd or T. Higgins leave, and then they'll draft a wide receiver in the first round.
Tyler Boyd after that interception he threw last week, or yesterday, Monday.
Well, he's not a quarterback, right?
No, but they made him throw a fucking pass, and he threw it. It was the worst pass I've ever seen, and it got picked off, and Jacksonville scored. They could have lost because of that.
I don't know. There was one worse. Dak who threw the ball backwards? Who was that this year that threw the ball backwards?
I forget.
Like, he was getting tackled, and as he was getting tackled, just launched the ball backwards, which is, by the
way.
Oh,
it was Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Oh, it was Deshaun Watson. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Just like, that's the worst pass I've ever seen because it was to no one in particular, and he doesn't understand the rules of football.
Right.
Which is like, if it's a lateral or pass behind you, that's a live ball.
You're all good. Who cares? Next up, you got the Jaguars. Who's their new quarterback now?
Beathard.
Oh, Beathard. Sorry, man. You keep mispronouncing that. It's Beathard. CJ Beathard is back at the helm for the Jaguars.
30.5.
They're at Cleveland's, and that's the same over. 30.5.
Nope.
What is going on, dude? The Browns are starting. They started Flacco again, Joe Flacco?
It's the dog days, you know.
Joe Flacco against CJ Beathard. Man, have fun. Tickets are $14. It's the lowest I've ever seen for an NFL game.
Two playoff teams right now.
$14, yeah, for two playoff teams in the NFL. $14 fucking dollars for an NFL ticket? Face on an NFL ticket is $175. Holy shit. Yeah. Look, if you're betting on games like this, something's wrong with you. Like, get help. Seek medical and professional help because you're going to end up killing yourself, your family, your friends, or a school or something. Like, there's no way you're at home actually putting your hard-earned money on this bullshit.
Six of the 15 games this week have unders under 40.
Yeah.
6 of 15.
Because that's where we're at. Bob, get a card ready for the suicide hotline because we should start flashing that between these games here. If you wouldn't mind just popping it up on screen. Again, if you're betting or thinking about betting on this game, please call this number.
No, Browns all day. Let's go.
No. There's got to be a fun image there, Bob. Click on the images.
Let's see what I can get for suicide hotline images. Here we go.
Yep. That one, that's perfect.
That's us. Exactly. This is a good. Need. It's like Drinking Bros.
If you could just Photoshop a football between their hands, and why is that one arm elongated? They Photoshopped the shit out of that.
Nobody's arm is that long.
You couldn't find two normal people to fucking clasp hands in the middle. Why long didn't you arm. Just use the scene from
Predator?
Predator.
Yeah,
right? They have no wrist.
There's no wrist, man. This is fucking
I think AI made this, to be honest. Oh. Are the fingers all fucked up?
No, they're not fucked up. They're not fucked up. All right. So Bob, do we flash that on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Just keep that card handy here because it's going to come up next. This is Panthers at the Saints. Jameis Winston is starting. Here's the hilarious thing. New Orleans is favored by 5 points.
I'm starting. I picked up Winston on the waiver wire. I'm starting him in fantasy this week. I'm not kidding.
Why not?
Against Carolina? Come on.
Why not? Okay, so guys, if you're betting on this, Bob, flash the card. Yep. Call that number. Call that number. Next up, we've got the Texans at the Jets. Zach Wilson's back for his, I don't know, third or fourth time starting this year. And Houston is favored -4.5 here. The league is so bad. The NFL is so bad right now. They're paying us to do this shit.
It's not even like other sports where you can turn it on and be like, oh, well, there's that one sweet player I can at least watch. You know what I mean? Like an NBA game product. Or something.
It's a bad product.
It's a bad product.
It's a bad product. Look, the Jets have a great defense. I mean, one of the best in the league. If they had an offense, who knows? But they don't. And that's a problem. Bob, flash the card. There's no reason to bet on this. Do you bet on this?
No, Beerworth says if you're going to bet on this game, just watch it in the VA parking lot. Well, you can just check yourself in right afterwards.
All right, next up, we got a game here. Bob, you can hold the card for a second. This one's fun. This is Rams at the Ravens. This is Ravens -7 here. Rams have been playing pretty decent as of late.
Yeah, they've been playing particularly good on defense recently. Uh-huh. They got a great defense. They got a great push on the offensive line in each of the last three games they played. Going west to east, though, Baltimore 7. I'll take Baltimore 6.5.
Same. Yeah, I'm gonna take Baltimore -6.5 as well over there.
But that Nacua guy, however you say his fucking name, he's having a fucking crazy
great
season.
He's a starter for me on one of my fantasy teams. God, he's good. He's had a great year.
Out of BYU, too.
Yep. Next up, we got Vikings. Josh Dobbs starting for the Vikings at the Raiders. Is the little Mexican kid still there? Is he still doing it? O'Connell?
Aiden O'Connell.
Yes. Aiden O'Connell is their starter right now. Although I'm seeing, Garoppolo doesn't appear to be hurt anymore.
Yeah, he got benched.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got 7 touchdowns and 9 interceptions on the air. So yeah.
Well, in his last 3 games, O'Connell has 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions.
Great.
So he's making improvements.
You want to know something fucked up I read earlier in the show while I was doing research? It made me really sad.
Yeah.
I saw Penix projected to the Raiders at 9.
Oh, God.
And I just don't want that kid. I just don't want that guy's.
I mean, if they keep
bad ruined. For both.
If they keep Josh Jacobs and they have Devontae Adams to throw to, that's not the worst situation to go into. I know they're
the problem is Penix has been hurt 50 times in college. That would be it on the Raiders. That would end his life. He would die on the field.
Maybe
he would die on the field. So in this Vikings Raiders game, this is Minnesota -3. Bob, go ahead and flash that card. Dial 988, guys. That's the suicide hotline here if you're betting on something like this.
I don't want to hear one skull out of anybody.
Nope.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Oh God. If I get skull one more time, I can't. It's why? Why you're 6-6.
I hate all of those. I hate we are. I hate OH. It's fucking stupid. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, you hate fun.
Yeah, that's not fun. Fun is all the cocaine I did before I came to the game.
And then you scream, skull!
No, I would never do that.
What does it stand for? What does it mean?
It's some Viking war cry.
Thing, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it stood, the S-K-O-L stood for something. Like Secret Kitty Touchers Organization.
I don't think they can
do anything?
Spell words like that.
Next up, we got Seahawks at the 49ers.
It means cheers in Viking language.
Does it?
Yeah, that's fucking, that's even dumber cheers than I thought. cheers or good luck or good health or
I like it.
It's fucking stupid.
No, I'm
come up with something better. Yell a fucking racial slur like a real Viking.
Yeah.
Fucking English people or whatever the racial. What's a racial slur for English people?
Limey.
Limey cunts.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But they call each other that. I don't know if that counts. What do the French call the English? That's where you find out, Bob.
They call for help.
We'll get to it. Well, they're waving a flag, but they're talking shit while they're doing it. And it's a white flag, obviously.
They call for help. Next up, Seahawks at 49ers. Decent game. I'll definitely watch this game. This is San Francisco, the -10.5 over the Seahawks. Seahawks have a pretty good offense for it to be 10.5.
The Seahawks are going to score 13 points in this game.
Look, the 49ers defense has been absolutely disgusting with Chase Young over there. So, fuck, dude. I'm having a hard time betting against the 49ers the rest of the year at this point.
I'm not giving anybody 10.5.
But I'm not either.
I think the 49ers win this game by 20 points. I'm just not going to bet money on it.
Yeah,
because the NFL is weird. Shit can happen.
It's a 10.5 is a big boy number, especially for that many offensive weapons on Seattle there.
So all I got two French slurs. Neither of them really get me going, but I'll give them to you anyway.
All right.
First one is Le Goddam.
Le Goddam? Is that what
you're saying? That's what it means, because apparently during the Hundred Years' War, the British soldiers were pretty profane, and they just say goddamn in between every fucking word. Like, get me that goddamn arrow into this goddamn bow right goddamn now type of thing.
I like that. All
yeah,
right.
And then the other one is roast beef or beef, because they eat roast beef.
Woof.
Beef.
If they screamed out beef, I think I'd be into that.
What if they screamed out chunky beef?
Mm.
Like the fucking commercials that Donovan McNabb used to do.
No, I wouldn't be into that. That's
chunky beef.
It's a soup. I wouldn't do it. I like beef, though.
You don't like stew?
Nah, I'm not a big stew guy, actually. I'm not a big two-life stew guy. With this 49ers game, though, that's a lot of fucking points, man. It's, No. Next one up is a good game. Because the Bills are playing for their life. They're playing for the playoffs here. This is it. They're 6-6. They're at the Chiefs. This is Kansas City -1.5. For whatever reason, Buffalo always plays good in Kansas City. Who do you got here?
I'll wait to see if Pacheco is going to play. He has a shoulder injury, and he didn't practice today. And if he...
Shit, is he out?
He's
Clyde Edwards-Hilaire then left.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Exactly. So, and if Pacheco is out, I'll probably we'll see what the line is, but I'll probably take the Bills.
If the Bills get in the playoffs, they can win the AFC.
Yeah. I mean, the AFC is quite a bit weaker than we thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, everybody's dead over there. So look,
well, the only ones that aren't dead are Kansas City, but they were never technically alive. You know what I mean?
Well, they don't have anybody, and they're one dude who's having a great year. Pacheco is it potentially out of this game now?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on with everybody?
We'll see.
I don't see them losing two games in a row.
I don't either. I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one because I usually ride with the Chiefs, although they cost me a lot of money last week. For that reason, too, and it's simply Mahomes. So I'll bet on Mahomes even without Pacheco. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. But what the fuck is why is everyone hurt this year?
Well, his is a shoulder injury. That's just like being a running back.
Yeah, but I mean... Every fucking star player is hurt. It's weird to see, man. But I'm going to ride with the Chiefs on this one. Hopefully you don't fuck me, Chiefs. Next up, we got Broncos at the Chargers here. This is Chargers -3. Who you got?
Broncos.
You love the Broncos.
I don't. I think they're playing well right now, and the Chargers scored 6 points last week.
They lost to the Texans last week.
They scored 6 points.
I'm all in on the Chargers -2.5. Chargers -2.5. They play good every other week. Played like dog shit last week. This is their week to play good again. And I don't believe in Russell Wilson. He's not cooking anymore. Okay, he just lost to the Texans.
The Chargers they lost 3 in a row to the Lions, Packers, and Ravens. And they played the Patriots and scored 6 points.
Yeah.
Denver.
Yeah. I'm all over the Chargers on this one. I believe in you, Herbert. Sunday night game. All right, finally. Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. There's two Monday night games this week? God damn. NFL's trying to control everything. By the way, speaking of which, do you know they moved inside the NFL to the CW and it was on in primetime last night? 8:00.
Mm.
Fucking nuts, dude. Chad Ochocinco is one of the hosts. It wasn't bad. I watched it. But it was a shocker to see. NFL's taking over everything. This is Eagles at Cowboys. Dallas, -3.5. Who you got?
Eagles, +3.5.
Okay.
They're not losing two in a row. But, you know, from Delco's perspective, you should be nervous about this game. Not because they might lose, but because they might win. And it's going to be exceedingly difficult to beat the same team three times in a year.
In a year, yeah.
Right? Yep. So if the Eagles lose this game, but they want to hang on to that number one seed. If they had won last week and or the Cowboys had lost, I think there would be a different approach to this game, but the Eagles want this game.
Yeah. They have to win this game.
They have to win this game. I'm with you. I got Eagles +3.5. You give me points on the Eagles all day long.
Yeah.
Cowboys will find a way to fuck this up in prime time, dude, with Dak.
So. I have 2 to 3 turnovers. Maybe not all from Dak, but there'll be turnovers from the Cowboys in this game.
Yeah. I'm all in on the Eagles here. Love this game, and it's going to be a blast to watch. Ratings will be through the fucking roof.
And, then in the NFL, where they just spell the team name and then repeat it at the end.
Yep.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah. You hate fun.
I hate it so much.
You hate fun. And you Maybe. Hate spelling.
Yeah, spelling especially I hate.
J-E-T-S.
Yep.
Jets.
O-H-I-O. He hates all fun, dude.
I actually think that Fireman Ed in particular does it because people are constantly demanding he prove he can spell.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. What about Dom?
Same.
He's Big back Dom? This week, right?
Yeah. E-A-G-L-E-S.
I don't think I've cared less about a human being more than Dom.
The Big Dom?
Guy to the Eagles. Could care less.
Is that the lowest level of Philadelphia public school reading level, like above illiterate? Like they can spell Eagles?
If you can't spell Eagles, that's unpatriotic, I think, for them, from their perspective.
Yeah, right? from their perspective. But
it's like you got to know the pledge and how to spell Eagles. And aside from that,
we don't say the pledge. We say fly, Eagles, fly.
Dom is going to get a lifetime ban there.
No, they only kicked Dom out because Shanahan wouldn't have let the game continue otherwise.
Yeah, no, Big Dom is...
He didn't do anything.
He's a made man there. He's fine.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's not gone. He's been there for years.
He's dead to me now. Dom shouldn't have gotten involved.
He's been a figure in Philadelphia for decades.
No reason for Dom to be on the field.
He wasn't on the field.
He was very goddamn close, dude.
Yeah, and, close isn't on, is it?
And that guy was maybe an inch away from knocking him out there.
Big Dom.
I don't know. I feel like Big Dom can handle himself.
I don't think he can.
Yeah.
I don't think he can.
Have you seen his background?
It's not that. It's what? How old is Big Dom these days?
56.
Definitely not mid-50s. What his photo is.
He's got to be fucking mid-50s, early 60s.
Pull up his photo, Rob, because this is not him.
Okay. It says he's 44 or 45.
Good Lord.
How do they not know his real fucking birthday?
Born in South Philadelphia.
Oh, God. Born and raised on the playground is where he spent most of his days.
I know, but pull up his headshot, Rob.
Is that him right there?
A little, yeah. But he looks a little
one?
Different. Yeah, this is
he's in his 25th season with the Eagles.
This is his headshot, but this is definitely not what he looks like now.
No, the guy was white that I saw. This looks like a black guy.
This is a white man.
You got to zoom in on the hair.
No, that's a Philadelphia haircut.
This looks like Talcum X.
Yeah, he's just trash, dude.
Yeah, this is white Philly
this
trash.
This is Talcum X. Is
like
what
his dad came in a cheesesteak, threw it in the sewer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this guy, actually, no, this kid, he came in a cheesesteak. Some Philadelphia woman ate it, thinking it was cheese whiz on the steak. And then this thing crawled out.
Right, you Peter Kalaskis' kid? All right. You're all right with me. You're all right with me.
Pull up a photo of him recently.
He's a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah,
you know
sure
what I mean?
Is.
For sure. He knows sure a guy.
Is. He does. He takes care of everything.
What does he take care of exactly?
Security.
It's like cosplaying.
Don't worry about it.
He's like a second generation Italian American born in South Philly in 78 or 79. I don't know why the confusion. He attended George Washington High School in Northeast Philly, and he played football as an offensive lineman. He earned an athletic scholarship to play for Penn State, but never appeared in any games, being dismissed from the team for unspecified reasons. He received a degree in sports management from Penn State, and then he was a Big East scout for the Eagles starting in 97.
Okay.
And then worked his way into their security somehow.
Yeah, he sure did.
I bet he's done some things for Marvin Harrison Sr. as well.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I bet you got rid of that car. The car wash, dude. He killed that guy. It's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite murderers, by the way. Handles his business. Never said a fucking word about it, dude. Nobody investigated that shit. All right, next up, this is Titans at the Dolphins there. Bob, go ahead and get ready to flash that card for the audience there? Because
yeah. I mean, this at least will be a lot of points, right? You're going to see Tyreek Hill build on his career record-breaking year.
I don't know if the Titans score in this.
They'll probably score a bit. The Dolphins are soft.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know that they score. Wild thing is, we're in week 14, and they're doing two NFL games at the same time. I mean, literally trying to suck up every last bit of Hollywood that died and get every single point in the ratings here. Both games are starting at the same time on both the networks that Disney owns, ESPN and then ABC, which is fucking wild to me, man. And then there are two shitty games. Dolphins minus 13, a lot of points. I'll bet it just because this will go in a teaser for sure for Monday night. So I'll be bored as shit. My God, man.
But there's stuff to watch for both of these games, right?
There is. I mean, the next one's Packers at the Giants. Like, we want Green Bay minus 6.5. I want to see if Jordan Love's going to continue.
Yeah, we want to see him string some games together. Mm-hmm. He looks great, you know?
He's got close to 3,000 yards passing and 22 TDs. Not bad.
It was a rocky start, but looks pretty good.
And he has no wide receivers or tight ends. He has nothing here. Although Aaron Jones is injured. He didn't have a fucking running back to hand off to. I think it's Dylan. I think it's the same AJ backup Dillon? Who's been there for 30 fucking years.
Yeah.
He has no one. So yeah, let love grow, dude. Be love. See love. Enjoy love. Minus 6.5. Sure. They did say that Tommy DeVito, by the way, speaking of backup quarterbacks, will play the rest of the year and that he's earned it. He's earned it, dude. Oh. What are the chances him and Big Dom know each other? Hi.
Cousins.
Real high.
You know, second cousins.
Yeah. Oh!
Not bad. He's got almost 700 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, a QBR of 14.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Angela! His girlfriend named Angela, too?
14.
Fucking who's the boss? Tony DeVito? Tommy DeVito?
But his passer rating is 92. So that just shows you the difference between a QB rating and a QBR.
Yeah.
92 is not bad. I mean, it's not great, but...
Look, it's a fun story. Doesn't this feel like a Disney movie later on in like 5 years?
Well, yeah, when they make the movie, he's going to be black and trans, but sure.
Sure. Yeah. And he'll be, the family will be spinning pizzas and it's like, Tommy, when are you going to get out of the house and get a real job? And then he screams back, Ma, I'm going to be quarterback for the Giants when I grow up. Fuck off. And then boom, he becomes quarterback of the Giants. And then they're all giving the fucking pizza signs there. Let's get John Leguizamo to play the dad.
Wait, now the dad's a Beef Castle, right?
I don't know. Oh, that's right.
He's the arm wrestling guy?
Is he the arm wrestler that you guys love?
Oh, no, that's the other guy. You get Big Dom to play that guy's dad.
This is Tommy DeVito's dad. It's exactly what you think he looks
like. Oh!
Your ass.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Tommy's from Jersey.
Let's get... who plays Tommy's dad here?
I would use Danny DeVito, to be honest.
He's 78, though.
Yeah, but anybody that's from that region, it's Danny DeVito.
I'm going to go with Oliver Platt.
Nice, too. He's old as fuck, too. He's 70.
Is Paulie still alive?
Paulie,
no, he died
Walnuts?
This year.
No, he died.
We talked about it. Oh, you mean...
R.I.P.
Wait, Paulie from Rocky? Yeah, he... Both died this year. Still alive. Paulie Walnuts is still alive.
No, he's dead.
No.
Yeah, he died. Paulie Walnuts died. Died this year, and so did Paulie from Rocky.
Oh, yeah, he did die.
Yeah. Told you to.
Fucking
R.I.P. old. Guys. R.I.P.,
all
right?
All I know is Chalamet is playing DeVito.
All right, if Chalamet is playing DeVito here, let's age him up. Let's get Stallone to play the dad. Let's go full circle with this.
Yeah, get him a little
shit.
Buffer. Like, yeah. This guy's like fat buff. Just get actual
buff.
Yeah.
Let's do it, dude. Let's do it. Again, fun Disney movie in 5 years. Not the quarterback that's going to lead you. To the future there. Okay. Sorry, Giants fans. And to the NFL fans out there, I apologize for this entire thing we just did today. What a goddamn mess. What a goddamn mess this is. We need to get to fast forward to the playoffs now to get back to some really good football. Isn't the third or fourth week in a row that there's about four games that I want to watch out of this entire slate? And that's it. The rest of it, truthfully, if I didn't have money on it, I don't know that I'd watch it. Thursday night, though, I'm not betting a fucking red cent on that game. Jesus Christ. limping into the finale here, kids. Let's get these teams to the playoffs, figure this the fuck out, and move on with our lives. Even the first round is going to be all backups against each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, weird year in the NFL. We're here for you, though. You can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS, doubling that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Tommy DeVito, oh, Big Dumb, and D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the NFL Week 14 Pick'em Show. Good night, everybody. Angela!